The pressure vessel is used to contain nuclear fuels. Chen Guotai is the general manager of Fuqing Nuclear Power Company of China National Nuclear Corporation.
The pressure vessel is like the heart of the nuclear power unit. With the heart in place, it means the installation of the key components will begin. We will enter the testing and debugging stage in 2019, which is estimated to take about 1 year. It will be ready for electricity generation in 2020.
Key components of the nuclear power unit have also entered the installation stage. 3 steam generators, 3 primary pumps, 1 voltage stabilizer and 1 pressure vessel will be installed in the nuclear island. Director of the Control Department of Fuqing Nuclear Power Plant, Xiao Bo, says all the equipment and the components will be installed by 2019.
According to our schedule, we will enter the debugging stage from the establishment and installation stage in May 2019. After 14 months of debugging from then, we will be ready for commercial operation in July 2020. That is to say, households in Fujian province will be able to use power supplied by Hualong One at that time.
New technology has been used to improve the safety level of the reactor compared with the second generation. Wang Jiqiang is the engineer of the Design and Management Office of the Fuqing Nuclear Plant.
The Hualong One uses a double containment design with a thickness of each containment reaching more than 1.5 meters. It can prevent the release of radioactive substance into the environment. The outer layer is a reinforced concrete structure, which can ensure safety even in case of terrorist-related collisions by commercial aircraft.
The reactor also employs a passive safety system, which is able to guarantee the safety of the reactor without manual intervention in case of emergencies.
If emergencies occur, such as a power blackout, water supply cutoff, an earthquake, or other extreme accidents, it can discharge the heat by itself within 72 hours. No manual intervention is needed.
China has begun building the first overseas Hualong One project in Pakistan. A few other countries, including Argentina and the United Kingdom, have also shown interest in the Hualong One nuclear technology. For CRI, this is Yang Guang.